welcome to Arts in Review. This is your host, Julio Martinez, celebrating the best in live theater and cabaret in the greater Los Angeles area. But now I'm going to speak to another person I've known for quite a long time, Mr. Bart DeLorenzo. Bart DeLorenzo, I've known for his many years of producing and directing at the Evidence Room, which was one of the more iconic and inventive small stage spaces in the history of Los Angeles. In fact, I wrote a little bit on Inside LA Stage History about the Evidence Room. And have we had Bart online yet?
Hi, Julio. Can you hear me?
Oh, gosh, now I can. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. It's such an honor to be on your show. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I was talking a bit about the Evidence Room, who I still miss dearly.
Yeah, I miss that regular engagement with the audience. I mean, I still work a lot with all the members of the company, and we put together a production now and then, but it's not the same as, you know, inviting people every few weeks, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've been very active, and right now we have the Los Angeles premiere of an adaptation of Henrik Ibsen's Ghosts by British director Richard Eyre, which is going to be opening at the Odyssey Theater. And I'm really excited about it. And you have two previews coming. There will be the Sunday, September 4th at 4 p.m., Wednesday, September 7th at 8 p.m. Then you have two press previews, Thursday, September 8th and Friday, September 9th. Can the general public go to those previews too?
Yes, the tickets are available online. Just go to odysseytheater.com and you can book for any of those performances.
Then the regular performances will start September 10th, and you'll be running through October 23rd. Odyssey Theaters are one of our most famous three theater complexes. It's in West Los Angeles, and I'm happy to see you there. Can you tell me how this production came under your province?
Well, the Odyssey just called me up. And
that's one way.
They called me up and they said, do you want to direct Ibsen's Ghosts? And I have a kind of a standing habit that if it's one of the masterpieces of world drama, I just say yes, and then we figure out the details later. I hadn't read it or reread it in many, many years. So when I sat down to look at it again, I couldn't believe how appropriate it was for this moment and what a good play it was. And dove in to find the designers and start to put a production together. It's a brilliant, exciting play.
Did Richard Eyre modernize the play in any way?
No, I mean, it's very much Ibsen's play. I suppose the language, I mean, what's special about his adaptation, I think, maybe it's a little bit tighter. He's streamlined the play maybe a little bit so that you can see the whole thing in one sitting in less than 90 minutes. But it's really in the dialogue. It's wonderful. I mean, I love scholars, but so often scholars adapt these plays and maybe it's terribly accurate, but it doesn't have the poetry of the theater. And I think because Richard Eyre is so deeply a man of the theater, my God, he's so many productions over so many years and producing so many shows as well. He knows the poetry of the theater. And Ibsen himself said that he was more of a poet than he was, a prose writer. And I think this production really gets that poetry. And also, I think it's funnier than most of the other adaptations. Richard Eyre has a really sharp wit, and he's really sharpened a lot of Ibsen's language so that it has a real kick and a snap to it.
Well, you're previewing for the first time on September 4th. Have you performed it at all before an audience? Do you know where the laughs are at the moment?
Oh, we do not. We're dying to find out where they are. We actually have a few people coming to an invited dress on Saturday, which is otherwise known as tomorrow. And so we're very excited about that. And I think we're going to learn a lot from that from that experience. It's always terrifying, as you know, Julio, that first audience.
Yeah. Well, ghosts can mean a lot of things. Can you give me a capsulized synopsis of where this play goes? What is it centered on?
Yeah, sure. Ghosts is I am going to be like a scholar for a moment. Ghosts is the is what the title is in English, and it's mainly because we don't really have a word for what the word is in Norwegian and Danish that Ibsen used. The title really should be "The Things That Return Again."
Ah.
a better title might even be "The Walking Dead." I don't know. But we use this term "ghost." It doesn't refer to the Halloween ghost. It refers to these things that will not die, these ideas and habits of culture and behavior and systems of oppression, that no matter how we try and get rid of them, they come back again, and they manipulate lives all over again. And so that's really what Ibsen is writing about, is how do we break free of these patterns, these systems? Why is society perpetuating and renewing all these things that we know don't work? But he puts this story in the middle of a thriller, a family thriller, in which many secrets are revealed, and the characters are responding to many dark secrets of the past, which Ibsen infuses with all of his, you know, thoughts on politics and what's wrong with the world. So it's really an amazing combination of a play.
You have a great launching off place, since this takes place when there's recently been a death. And your central character, Helene Alving, who's played by Pamela J. Grave, is a recently widowed woman. And one of the catches here, and her husband was a philanderer. So there's a lot going on there just as the play opens.
Yeah, Ibsen wrote that famous play, The Doll's House, in which a woman can no longer suffer her husband. And so she storms out at the end of the play. And we've recently had Doll's House Part 2 on Broadway, which talks about the continuing adventure. But this is the play that Ibsen wrote right after A Doll's House, in which the woman doesn't leave her husband. She stays with him. And Ibsen, I think, wanted to explore what are the costs of that. And as you set up, he has died, and she's begun this enormous project, this building project, to build an orphanage in his name, but not to praise him, as Mark Antony would say, but to bury him. She wants to build this thing and then get it over with and move on with her life. But the secrets of the past come back, and she may not be able to do what she plans to do in the opening moments of the play.
So, completing the cast, you have the part of Pastor Manders, who's played by Barry Del Sherman, and then you have members of her family, the family maid, Viva Hassis Gentis, and you have J. Stephen Brentley. Okay, that's the complete cast.
Yes, she plays her father, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you didn't mention Alex Barless, who plays the main character's son, Oswald, who returns from Paris for the celebration opening the orphanage, and he has some secrets of his own that he needs to share. So,
yeah, I'm really looking forward to where the laughs are in this play. Yes.
Yes. Well, the other thing about this play is, now that I've spent some time with it, is it's also a love story. It's a very, a story of lovers reuniting after many, many years, now that they're both free, and will they get together again? I'm not going to tell you what happens, but there's a lot going on in this play, even though there's a lot of dark themes. It's played very, very quickly and lightly and energetically. And as the shadows loom in from the sides. I mean, I don't want to, it's not a comedy, but it is, I think the theatricality is so thrilling. And, you know, sometimes I like to cry at the theater just as much as I like to laugh. So this play, I think, gives you both.
Well, once the play opens, you're going to have post-performance discussions with the artists on scheduled nights, like on Monday, September 19th, and Sunday, October 9th. And that's all included in the ticket price. And the second Friday of each month, September 9th, and Friday, October 14th, is wine night. Oh, that's one way to get the audience into it. Enjoy complimentary wine and snacks.
That's one way to get me there, too.
What?
I said that's one way to get me there too.
Yes, Arch. And for people who don't know, the Odyssey Theater is located at 2055 South Sepulveda Boulevard, West Los Angeles, LA. And for reservations and information, including all the up to date COVID safety protocols, you can call 310-477-2055. That's 310-477-2055. Or you can go to odysseytheater.com. And that's all the who, what, when, and why of the show.
Kind box office. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I just have to remind people that upcoming is Pacifica Performance Showcase, and Donna Walker's guests are producer Spencer Proper. The Day the Music Died, about Don McLean's An American Pie. It's a lot about death. The Day the Music Died, about Don McLean's American Pie. And what is up for you, sir? What do you have coming up in your schedule?
Well, I'm immediately, once this opens, I don't know if you know this, Julio, but I teach at CalArts. Right after we open, I dive into my big fall, you know, class extravaganza, you know, 80 students and all sorts of fun and craziness. So, I'll be doing that. And then I'm working on, I can't announce the specifics of it right now, but I have actually two projects with the great Sandra Singh Lowe that
we'll
be talking about very soon. That's next up for me.
Well, that is great. It seems like you're keeping active. I missed the evidence room, but you've gone on to do many things. I just wrote my column about Stefan Tatter, and I spotlighted Voice Lessons, which you directed.
Oh, yes. That was a really fun project.
And that...
Yeah, with Laurie Metcalf and French Stewart, we had, and Miley Flanagan, we had we laughed so much in rehearsal for that play, I have to say.
And Laurie went on to go on to Broadway to do a Dollhouse. The sort of revamped return of return of the doll to the house.
Well, she's I'm not the only person who knows this, but she's an extraordinary performer, equally adept in comedy and tragedy and everything in between. She's an amazing performer, and she played an especially unhinged character in Justin Tanner's Voice Lessons.
You know, Justin and her came on my radio show, and I asked her about my singing voice. She said, "That's not my singing voice, that's just my voice." And out it came.
she's a genius. And I don't know when I've laughed so much in rehearsal than when we did Voice Lessons.
Yeah, it's one of the happiest reviews I've ever written. But I look forward to your work in the future, sir. I'm glad you're still with us.
Oh, me too. I want to keep. I don't think I ever want to stop. You know, so I want to keep presenting plays, and that's all I ever really wanted to do, and that's all I want to continue to do.
Well, I want to thank you for being here on Arts in Review, and I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you
so much, Julio. I'll see you at the theater.
Yes. Bye bye. Well, this